My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Monday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 18th day of March, 2024, coming to you from a little nippy Central Virginia area. It got down in the 30s again last night. It's going to be that way all week. The highs are only going to be like in the 50s. Okay, first, to run over today's headlines, then I got a whole bunch of stuff to cover, folks. We're going to be around the world this morning. Our lead story, of course, is the fourth Icelandic volcano eruption since December. Also today, we got Margaritaville at Sea, Islander and Dry Dock. Some solar eclipse events some of you might want to travel to. Technical issue delays in Norwegian ship. This originally came from Hot Air Tom, folks. And he was way ahead of everybody else. I couldn't find anything about it for about 30 hours before I could find any reference to it anyplace. So Hot Air Tom was definitely on top of this one. An entertainer sues Royal Caribbean. Costa awarded for diversity and inclusion. And a video calling for cruise booking that just interests me to death. That and lots more at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is National Sloppy Joe Day. Ah, I can deal with that. I do enjoy a good Sloppy Joe. And the sloppier, the better. It's going to drip down your chin, get on the end of your nose, maybe on your elbow. That's really good, Sloppy Joes. If you're listening via the podcast, you can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, usually within 15 minutes of the end of the show. The podcast is up. Or wherever you get your podcast from, all the big hitters, all you have to do is search for Travel and Cruise Industry News. Up pops the fat travel guy. Anytime you're listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed so you can see what's going on or see the video or the pictures we're using or clips we might be using, you can always go to the description of the podcast and there's a link so you can access the video feed. All right, so I told some of you last week that I was planning on going on a day trip, maybe Saturday. What I had forgotten was that Saturday was a great deal of the St. Patrick's Day celebration, and I just wasn't in the mood for getting into that in a major college town. So I put off the trip to Charlottesville. Maybe I'll do it one day this week. It might be a little cool, but that's okay. So I may do that after the show one day this week. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I need to mention in the way of announcements, we've talked about the Alaska cruise a bunch of times. Cruise with Chile to Alaska. It takes place on October the 14th on the Grand Princess, sailing out of Vancouver to Whittier. That's Anchorage for 7 nights. The solo cabin start at $614 plus taxes and port charges. Double occupancy starts at $395 per person plus taxes and port charges. Princess Plus is it's actually $420 for the week, not $463. So the itinerary, it starts in, from Vancouver, one of my favorite cities in the world. Day at sea goes to Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Glacier Bay. Day of sea of sailing for Glacier Bay and for College Fjord, and then into Anchorage. Several options when you get to Anchorage. You can hook up with one of the land tours to go up to Denali. You can take the ride the train back to Anchorage and spend some time in Anchorage. That's what Gary Older Than Dirt and I are going to do. Going to spend a day in Anchorage. I'm going to make Gary go to dinner with me at my favorite restaurant in Anchorage, but that's neither here nor there. Or, of course, you can fly on from Anchorage or fly back to Vancouver if you have to do that to make connections. Any of those things are possibilities. So the main thing is, folks, is if you're thinking about it, you need to act. I check the website every day because I'm hoping that a balcony for four will come available. Currently, there are only two balconies available on the entire ship, and neither of those are for four people. Also available currently, outside cabins, ocean views. There's three available. There's four obstructed view ocean views, and there's eight insides. So that's all that's available on the entire ship, folks. The ship is going to fill up. So if you are interested at all, please call me, text me, let me know, and we'll get a deposit down to hold the cabins. We probably need to move on it this week. Of course, the two other cruises that I have advertised on a limited basis are Boston to Quebec, one of the Hot Air Tom cruises, and from Quebec back to Boston, another of the Hot Air Tom cruises. Hot Air Tom and I are going to be on both legs of that. So if you might be interested, contact me on that as well. All right, before I get to some of the other features of today's show, this is my friend Sylvia at New Smyrna Beach. That's just north of Daytona, of course, in Florida. And she is on her Will Model C2 power chair out on the beach. Of course, you know, Daytona Beach and New Smyrna, you can drive cars out there, so certainly you can drive a wheelchair. So that's Sylvia out on New Smyrna Beach just to show that it can be done. Now, do I want to get into soft sand with my chair? Probably not, because, of course, I weigh a lot more than Sylvia does. But anyway, for this month, the Will Spring Celebration, all month long, if you purchase a Model F, that's the fold-up, a lightweight one, or a Model C2, that's like I use, and actually it's like Sylvia uses, even though Sylvia is considerably lighter than I am. Her seat's not as wide as mine is. I have the big fat butt seat, and she has the good-looking lady seat, I'm just saying. But anyway, if you purchase either one for the month of March, you'll receive $250 towards accessories. That offer is valid till the 31st of March. If you should go to the Scootaround store website, or if you call them, with the discount code. Just tell them code CHILLIE, C-H-I-L-L-I-E, code CHILLIE. You'll not only get a discount on the chair, you'll also get the $250 for accessories. How's that? That's until the end of March from Willpower Chairs and Scoot Around, who, of course, are partial sponsors of this show. All right, so now we got several other things we need to go over before I actually get to the news this morning, folks. First of all, Rochelle, this was actually a few days ago, as she has flown back home. So she was doing some catching up, and I'm doing some catching up as well. But she was in Tokyo at the Hamarikyu Gardens. I'm sure I said that incorrectly, but then that's me. So this is the gardens, of course. And I got some puffins. That looks like puffins to me. And I'm not entirely sure if that's puffins or something similar to puffins. And this is the gardens of a walk bridge across a lovely little lake. Rochelle finds a way of getting into some of the most interesting places on her trips. And of course, this is Tokyo, which is, for those of you that have never been there, it is a massive, huge, modern city in Japan. All right, so thanks, Rochelle. We have enjoyed your trip immensely, at least I have. All right. Some of you might remember, how long ago that's been? It's been a year and a half ago. Author Ivan Cox, who is a doctor up on Martha's Vineyard. Ivan Cox is his pen name. He writes books. One of the books he's written is The Cruise Ship Doctor. You see him holding that in his left hand there. We're going to do a group cruise with Ivan to promote Cruise Ship Doctor. Ivan, if you remember correctly, his real name is Gerald Yukovich. Gerald was a doctor on cruise ships for years. Well, the story is kind of a comedy look at things that went on cruise ships back in the day. So anyway, we're going to do a group cruise. It's going to be on November the 16th on the Norwegian Epic out of Port Canaveral, 7-day cruise. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that in the upcoming days. Of course, Ivan and his publicity people are going to be promoting this. So we're going to promote it some too. If any of my guys or you guys want to go with us on that, more than the merrier. All right, our buddies, Frank and Lynn, Bubba Schumard and Lynn, were down in Barbados. They're on the Zandam. That's the Zandam in the background. And this was another day there in Trinidad. And then on my favorite island, which is British Virgin Islands, this is in Tortola. You remember Michael and Donna Philippus, friends down in Houston. They are in Bermuda. In Hamilton, Bermuda. And this wasn't they're not on a cruise, folks. They flew into Hamilton for a little vacay there. They're at the Crown. Ooh, I want to say it. It's not Crown Sterling. I don't remember the exact name of the hotel. But anyway, that's a Crown Swizzle is the name of the drink. It's got a couple different kinds of rum in it. And for dinner, and this would have been a great meal for me. They had, it ate the bowl of chowder, had a bowl of chowder. Picture's gone. That's good looking fried calamari. And how about this for a Caesar salad with shrimp? Didn't even have to have an entree after that. Look at those luscious shrimp on top of a salad. I could get on that one, too. And then because it was a little cool, they did enjoy the fire pit a little bit to stay warm. Let's see. What else do we have in here? We got... let's see, Ivan, we got Bubba, we got Don and Michael, and we got Rochelle. Yeah, that's it. All right. The lead story today, folks, the top story this morning, at least I guess I should say, is a volcano over in Iceland. Well, we talk about Iceland quite often. State of emergency has been declared in southern Iceland after another volcanic eruption on the Reykjanes Peninsula, the fourth since December. The power and fast lava flows began late on Saturday, but flows have been slow and steady since Sunday morning. Lava reached the eastern defenses around the small, mostly evacuated town of Grindavik. Lava was 650 feet from the region's hot water supply. The water pipe is close to this Fongjinji power plant, a geothermal power plant that provides hot water to most of the peninsula. The authorities warned of dangerous consequences of lava possibly reaching the sea if it flows southward. If lava, which is alkaline, comes in contact with seawater, chlorine fumes can be produced. And that wouldn't be healthy, folks. Not at all. So, Iceland's meteorological office said the eruption opened a fissure in the earth about 2 miles long between the mountains of Stóra Skógafjall and Hagafjall. The Met Office said Sunday that lava was flowing south and southeast at about 0.6 miles an hour. Defensive barriers were built to stop it from inundating the main road around the peninsula's south coast. Hundreds of people were evacuated from the Blue Lagoon Thermal Spa, which is the area's main tourist attraction and one of Iceland's top tourist attractions. As soon as the eruption began, no flight disruptions were reported at nearby Keflavik, Iceland's main airport. The eruption site is a few miles northeast of Grindavik, a coastal town of 3,800 people, about 30 miles southwest of Iceland's capital, Reykjavik. The town was evacuated before the initial eruption on December 18th. A second eruption began on January 14th, sent lava toward the town. Defensive walls that had been bolstered after the first eruption stopped some of the flow, but several buildings were consumed by the lava. Both eruptions lasted only a matter of days. A third eruption began on February the 8th. It ended within hours, but not before a river of lava engulfed one pipeline, cutting off heat and water to thousands of people. And now they're on the verge of losing water to the entire peninsula. So, not a good thing. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories here, folks, after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Today's next story comes from our friends down in Margaritaville at Sea Express. The Margaritaville at Sea Islander has entered a dry dock at Harland and Wolff Shipyard in Belfast, Northern Ireland. The ship will now spend 1 month at the facility while being transformed into the ultimate tropical oasis at sea. More than 1,500 crew members and contractors are set to work together on the project. The refit will include the addition of an all-new paint job, as well as major updates to public areas and staterooms. I wonder if they're going to do anything about accessibility issues. Now, that was the only problem I had with the first ship, was accessibility issues. I have not been on it since they did the big refit on that one. Among the new features being created on board are a three-story poolside bar named Land Shark Bar at Sea, a Margaritaville-inspired cornhole and mini golf course. The ship will also offer a total of 12 dining venues, including JWB Prime Steakhouse and Rita's Taco House. Islander's 1,100 staterooms will offer a fully redesigned look and all new furnishings, including Margaritaville's signature bedding, pillows, and linen. Follow the refurbishment, the Margaritaville at Sea Islander is posed to debut in June. Sailing to Mexico and Florida, the vessel will offer short cruises departing from Tampa. The program includes a series of 4 and 5 night itineraries visiting Key West, Costa Maya, and Cozumel. Originally built for Costa Cruises in the early 2000s, the Islander was acquired by Margaritaville at Sea in late 2023. All right, everybody knows by now that we got an eclipse coming up. Travelers who want to see the celestial event can choose from a number of celebrations and viewing parties across the country. This is aimed, folks, since so many of you guys are elsewhere, this is aimed at U.S. folks. Because this eclipse is going to go right across a good bit of the United States. These range from an event that also brings awareness to what life was like for the visually impaired in Rochester, New York, to a chance to learn about astronomy from indigenous people to viewing with NASA and the racing capital of the world. Niagara Falls is partnering with NASA on a series of free eclipse events and exhibitions leading up to the natural phenomena at Niagara Falls Public Libraries, the Niagara Falls Underground Railroad Heritage Center, the Aquarium of Niagara, the Niagara Power Vista, the Niagara Falls Culinary Institute, and Niagara Falls State Park. There will also be day of events with the best vantage point at Niagara Falls State Park Terrapin Point, Prospect Point, or Observation Tower. That evening, there will be fireworks display on Old Falls Street in downtown Niagara Falls. Those in Rochester, New York, will experience the total eclipse for 3 minutes and 38 seconds, and the city is hosting a slew of free events over that weekend. On the day of the eclipse, there will be free Rochester Public Market, with entertainment, beer, and chocolate tasting and sensory-friendly spaces. Rochester, the Eclipse Festival, will celebrate the total solar eclipse with a 3-day festival at the Rochester Museum and Science Center, featuring hands-on activities, speakers, live entertainment, eclipse merchandise, and food trucks. In Syracuse, the total eclipse of the park of historic NBT Bank Stadium will be on April the 8th. Gates to the ballpark open at 2:30, so fans can view the total solar eclipse, and the first 10,000 fans will receive commemorative eclipse glasses. Following the eclipse, the Syracuse Mets will play Worcestershire. On April the 8th, from noon until 4, the Museum of Science and Technology will host a family-friendly solar eclipse festival in downtown Syracuse. Downtown Dallas, that's down in Texas. That's just to sum up in Western New York, folks. And these are not all of them, folks. This is all I could fit into today's show. Downtown Dallas will host free events all weekend long, featuring live music, food trucks, and family-friendly activities. New Orleans, NSF, and NASA will host the free Sunday Moon and Your Solar Eclipse viewing event at the historic Cotton Bowl in downtown Dallas with guest speaker Neil deGrasse Tyson. The STEM organization will be on site throughout the stadium's concourse with activities, handouts, and telescopes will be available. Those who want to take to the skies can attend the 2024 Solar Eclipse Festival at Grape Town, a vineyard in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Guests can take hot air balloon rides, weather permitting, of course, and experience a farm-to-table dinner, live music, and wine tasting. In Bandera, the Ground Zero Music Festival will be a five-day music festival from April 4th to the 9th. The event schedule includes viewing the solar eclipse as well as a space-themed costume party. San Antonio Six Flags Fiesta Texas offers special eclipse packages to park guests who coincide with their visit with the eclipse, offering souvenir t-shirts, eclipse glasses, a commemorative lanyard, and a fireworks show. Up in Indianapolis, that's in Indiana, of course, they will experience a total solar eclipse for 3 minutes 46 seconds. Travelers can attend the Indy Eclipse Weekend, taking place between April 5th and 8th around the city. Also known as the racing capital of the world, the city's International Motor Speedway was chosen by NASA as one of the few broadcast locations, and NASA experts will be on hand to answer questions about the scientific phenomena. In Cleveland, the region is home to only NASA Visitor Center. The NASA Glenn Research Center on the Path of Totality is one of three national parks on the path. Cayuga Valley National Park travelers to Cleveland will experience a total eclipse, promised 4 minutes. They can enjoy unobstructed views of the eclipse over Lake Erie and enjoy special kid-friendly science programming from NASA's Glenn Research Center and the Great Lakes Science Center for the Total Eclipse Festival. Erie is the only Pennsylvania city in the Path of Totality, including the entire shoreline of Lake Erie. Eclipse viewers can set up at Liberty Park, the park's Highmark Amphitheater, the Bayfront Promenade, and Bayfront District. Erie is the only Pennsylvania city to offer such a thing. A lot of things you can do, folks, with the eclipse coming up on the 8th of April. All right. This one, and folks, I have to thank God here, Tom, how he came up with it before everybody in the world is beyond me, but he sent me information on it. And I mean, you know, I love Hot Air Tom to death. Hot Air Tom sends me stuff all the time. It's like every other news story, folks. Before I use it, no matter where it comes from, I have to, you know, double check it. I got to make sure it's real. And for over 24 hours, nobody in the cruise news space had anything about this. Not a soul. The Norwegian getaway was delayed as she finished her last sailing that departed from New York on March the 7th. A technical issue has now impacted the ship's cruising speed, meaning the vessel will be delayed back to New York City by about 4 hours. It got in late, a little over 4 hours yesterday. Because the ship will still need to clear customs and immigration processing before debarkation can begin, guests were advised that the earliest debarkation time would begin at 1:30 p.m. That would have been yesterday afternoon. They did sail. It was late. And they're on their way now. Probably they'll catch up and it won't affect the rest of the cruise if they got it fixed. Now, there is no information. We're guessing, folks. Again, of course, Norwegian, they don't come out and say it was Azapods. Again, so they don't tell you that. We're assuming it was an Azapod issue. We don't know if they got it fixed on the fly or if this is going to carry on to this next cruise and they'll be hurting with speed. I'm sure we'll hear something if they're off on speed. We'll hear something today sometime. All right, the next story, guys, comes from a magician. A year after a passenger tackled an entertainer on stage aboard Royal Caribbean International's Quantum of the Seas, one of my favorite ships, the entertainer is now suing the cruise line and Royal Caribbean Group for damages. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court, Southern District of Florida, on December 19th. That's how behind they are getting news out. And it's progressing toward a court date. Well-known Australian magician Ben Murphy has filed suit against Royal Caribbean, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and the assailant who tackled him during a performance on March the 1st of this year during a five-night cruise out of Brisbane, Australia. The incident happened during one of Murphy's onboard performances. Approximately halfway through the interactive magic show, Murphy regularly invites audience members on stage to participate in his tricks and illusions, and a female passenger was on stage with him at the time, as is shown in the picture there. During this particular trick, the lady sat on the edge of the stage and held a card in her mouth, as you can see there. While this was happening, an unknown male passenger who was not invited on the stage quickly approached the stage and pushed Murphy. The woman tried to stay between them, but the man walked away after a couple seconds, his body language indicating that he was very upset or angry. The incident occurred in the Royal Theater, the ship's main show lounge, in front of hundreds of passengers enjoying the evening's entertainment. Video footage was captured of the incident, and at the time, Murphy shared the footage on his social media accounts. Entertainment, comedy, and magic are not contact sports, he said. Now, they have not stipulated this, folks. I'm assuming that the guy that run up on stage and tackled the magician because he was getting close to his wife or girlfriend's lip on this trick. And I can just see how the trick was done. He comes up and tackles him. And actually the magician slammed the floor and snapped his head against the floor, got a concussion. So, I got a feeling it was just one of those people that gets insanely jealous. I mean, I don't mean to be laughing, folks. It's not funny, but it was funny. Okay. The next story today, folks, comes from Costa. Costa received the Best Improvement of Diversity and Inclusion in the Workplace Award from the Presidency of the Council of European Union, according to a press release. The Award for Diversity and Inclusion recognizes companies in the maritime industry for promoting and affirming gender equality and diversity within their organizations. In particular, Costa Cruises was recognized for its transgender and the workplace policy implemented to ensure that transgender people receive fair and equal treatment in the workplace. Congratulations to Costa on that. I have a friend that works on cruise lines and is transgender and has had tremendous problems with that. So hats off on that one. All right, folks. Now, this one really has piqued my interest. enough that I'm starting to look into the possibilities. But it comes out of Fred Olsen. Now, we don't ever get to talk much about Fred Olsen because they're over, in the UK mostly. But some of you might be able to hear my housekeepers here today. I hear the vacuum cleaner going in the background. But Fred Olsen Cruise Line reported that nearly 800 guests used the expanded video calling system throughout the reservation team, according to a press release. The video reservation system was initially trialed in April and has now been rolled out further. The approach allows users viewing cruisers online to request a video call and have a face-to-face interaction with a number of Fred Olsen Line's team. Since then, the team has received nearly 800 video calls from customers wanting to book a cruise. Ken Wright, Reservations and Guest Services Manager, says guests and prospective guests have found the video calling system a convenient way of reaching out to us. Guests are increasingly opting for video calls instead of making inquiries over the phone, and if a booking is made through video, the team have found that these guests tend to use the video platform for further inquiries. Operated by video call specialist Talkative, the system automatically assesses whether the guest is using a device with a camera as well as the strength of their connection. If a video call is not an option, a member of the team will call by a phone. Additionally, it allows for a shared browsing experience so the caller and the team member can see the same screen view at the same time. Now, what actually has my interest piqued on this, folks? You know that I've been doing quite a bit of work for Nate on a number of things that I'm actually booking now, including the Alaska cruises for Alaska residents. I've been doing a tremendous amount of work on that. This would allow me not only for the customer to see me, but if they want to, for me to see them. But as I'm going through the booking process where there are screens that have a number of things for the customer to choose from, rather than me sitting there and reading them off on from the website, I could share the screen with the customer so they can see what I'm looking at as well. Like, for instance, a group of options for it, or dates, or any number of things, a drinks package and Wi-Fi and, all those things. What's included in the Princess Plus, and show them instead of talking about it. Same thing with pricing. I just really like that idea. I know that Microsoft has a Microsoft Teams kind of thing. I know that Zoom has a very similar thing where you can share the screen. I don't think StreamYard, I'm not sure how functional my StreamYard that I use all the time would be under these circumstances. But there are other systems out there that might work better. But boy, I like the heck out of that idea. Let's say one of you guys want to go with me to Alaska and you call me on video conferencing. And I'm sitting there looking at you and you're looking at me, whatever. And I could share the screen with you to show you what we're going to do. All kinds of possibilities. Anyway, I like the idea. All right, that's going to end the news portion for today as we covered a good bit of the world today, folks. Let's go over and see who's fussing at me in the chat room this morning. So the day starts off with Hot Air Tom saying good morning to everybody. I didn't even look over here. Sorry, guys. Checked in for our next adventure on the escape from New York to Rome. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. There's Gary Older Than Dirt. Talked about you a little bit this morning. Gretchen's with us. Gretchen's going on the cruise with us to Alaska. Yo, yo, Brooklyn in the house. Eddie's here. Bob Stamper's here this morning again. Good morning, Bob. Eddie says hello to everybody and, of course, to me. Thank you. Cindy's with us. Hey, Sin. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. I wanted to mow the lawn last weekend. Couldn't get the mower to start. Yeah, you have to put the new, you get new gas and you get new spark plugs. I mean, I remember I used to have to do that at the start of the season. Anyway, we'll drop it off Wednesday as we go to visit our people. Oh, our people doctor for physicals. All right. My booking came with Princess Transfers. It wasn't supposed to. We didn't talk about that. I can take that off, Gretchen. That's one of the things that they tend to stick up there. If I don't catch it to back it off, it goes through. I did not catch that. But yeah, I can pull that off with no problem. Denny's in Anchorage. I haven't been to Denny's for years. Yeah, kiss my butt, Gary. We ain't no going to no Denny's. We're going to a place that has Elijah Craig. And what did I have to eat? I know I had chowder there twice. And cause, man, that chowder was good. I think I might have had a burger one time. It's just a neat place. It was right across the street from my hotel that I stayed in last time. That's one of them I want to check the price on this time, but I haven't done yet, Gary. But anyway, all I had to do, because you couldn't go straight across the street for ramp things, but I had to come out of my hotel and I had to go down to the corner, which had the ramp. So it was about maybe 40 yards down to the corner, across the street, and about 50 yards back to the door of the restaurant. Now, the interesting thing about the restaurant to make it accessible, because the public had to walk up 3 or 4 steps, I had to go from the doorway where you went in all the way to the back. And there's there's a ramp that comes up around the kitchen. And I have to come in around the kitchen and come into the back of the restaurant and then come up to wherever I'm going to be seated or where the bar is and everything. But it still was accessible just because you had to go around Robinson's Barn. But it was a really good restaurant. All right, I just said it's not a Denny's. Yeah. You and I will go to a Denny's when we're going fishing. Yo, there's Elizabeth in the house. Hi, Elizabeth. Greetings all from hot and sunny Mexico. I tried to call Elizabeth last night. Well, I didn't try to call, but I sent her a message to see if she was home. And she was out with friends. And I forgot yesterday was a holiday. So she was out celebrating St. Patty's Day in Mexico. So I'll call tonight, see if I can hook up with Elizabeth. I can't go more than a couple, 2 or 3 days, and I don't get a chance to sit and talk to Elizabeth for an hour. So anyway, Gretchen says, like, snow here. Yeah, good. You can keep it. It's cold enough to snow. Well, maybe not quite, but it would definitely be in the mountains around us. Todd's with us. Good morning, Todd. How are you today? One of these days, Todd, I will attempt to pronounce your last name. I have to be in the right mood to do that, however. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Hey, Steve. Looks like your friends were at the Hamilton Princess Hotel. Yeah, it said that on the napkin. I saw that when I was trying to gloss over that nobody paid attention to that, Elizabeth, on location. Yes, I know. I saw the napkin right after I said that. That was right across from where I live. Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. If the napkin under their drink was correct, yeah, it was. They've taken, they're the people, if you recall, last time I interviewed them, they had just come back from sleeping in the ice hotel in Norway. And I said, yeah, ain't no way I'm doing that. The beds were of ice. Everything, it was all ice. It was solid ice. The Cayuga Valley National Park is about a mile from here. you're going to be right in the middle of the eclipse there, Gretchen. From what I got from NCL Facebook posts, they picked up part in New York and expect to repair. Oh, they picked up a part and expect to repair the problem. Not sure how soon. Ship is only going 12 knots at the moment. If it goes 12 knots very long, it's not going to, it's going to start cutting short on the cruise stops. Yeah, 12 knots has got to speed up from that. Tammy's with us. Good morning, Tammy. Send me a friend request. Oh, that must be a spammer. Just got a message from a friend on Getaway. They have an itinerary change delaying arrival in Bermuda by a day, but the cause is due to expected bad weather tomorrow. Well, they might be using that as an excuse too. Emily's with us, says, good morning, everybody. I was getting the dog outside and getting my breakfast and putting the dog food away. We have our cleaning lady here today. Me too. Me too. I just heard Glenda going in to my sister and brother-in-law's room to make sure they're awake so she can get in there and clean. And Gretchen says, no, that's okay. All right, so... yeah, you can probably use it too. So I'm sort of planning for the Princess transfers now. Okay. Well, I mean, they weren't bad. It's just that they do all these things that the system, the booking system, which is Princess, Holland American, and Cunard, all uses the same system. So I'm in Princess, right? And I booked that. And or when I get down to the pricing, the real honest to God pricing, it automatically puts three or four things in there when I'm transfers. You have to go to a different place to remove the transfers. You have to go to another place to remove a couple things that I can't remember what they are. Do you want to include flights? When somebody does, that's fine, but it's not something that, you have to talk about that. But anyway, so there's things that automatically get put right back in. I have to go back a second time and take them out a second time. So I probably just missed it the second time I'm taking it out. But anyway, if you can use the transfers too, so be it. That's terrific. I can't use the transfers because the damn transfer buses are not handicap accessible. Gretchen, do you think you will go on the Princess Sun? Kind of big for me. Don't know. I will at some point. Emily says, sorry, Chili. Last question, comment. But I saw the same History Channel in Virginia. There are all of the president's heads on the displayed on the ground. Some are weather-worn and have holes in them. Yeah, that was a facility in Williamsburg or right outside of Williamsburg that closed like 8 or 9 years ago. And all the president's heads have just been sitting there in the weather ever since. I saw the same thing, but that's not any new news. That's from years ago, Em. Sorry, it's random. I saw this over the weekend. Yeah, there was a news story about it over the weekend that somebody just discovered, hey, this needs to be cleaned up. Well, yeah, of course it does. But it happened a long time ago when that place closed. Ellie says, wow, I just found out. Yeah, well, that's okay. You live in a cave up there in New Rochelle, don't you? No, that's me. I live in a cave here in Virginia. All right, guys. That actually is going to, and you know, Emily, I love you. I'm just teasing you. That's going to wrap it up for today. Again, pretty busy week. I hope to go to Charlottesville one day. Not sure what day it's going to be because we're into some cold weather. And I obviously don't want to do this in the rain. I don't mind it being a little cool because I can always wear a coat or a jacket. But anyway, we'll probably go to Charlottesville one day and visit Monticello. That's at least my plan to do that and have a special show just on Monticello. Maybe can interview somebody up there that we can use on the show. I don't know. What else? I'll see what I can come up with. But anyway, that's this week. We've got an interview, an interesting interview next week. I believe it is next Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember this date right offhand. But this is a gentleman that's into sailing, big time sailing. He lives in the summer months in Seattle. And in the winter months down in Mexico, and he sails back and forth. He teaches sailing. He teaches sailing safety. He teaches all things about sailing. This is like one of the world's expert on sailing. I thought that was going to be a pretty interesting show for one day. So it's next week, Tuesday, I want to think, but I could be wrong on the date. I'll look as we get closer to it. All right, guys. Did I do everything I'm supposed to do today? Sure I did. All right. That's going to wrap me up for today. Been a pretty busy show. As always, guys, stay safe. Stay healthy. Think about cruising. Of one type or another. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Don't forget, if you're thinking about Alaska, call me. We need to lock up before this thing sells out. So call me and let me know. All right, guys. I'll talk at you next time. That'll be tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Have a great day, everybody. Later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.